الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان ثم أتبعه ستا من شوال كان كصيام الدهر وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Respected elders and beloved brothers in Islam, all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our nourisher, our creator, our sustainer. And may the choices of salawat, rahmat, barakat be upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, sallayta ala Ibrahim wa ala Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Let us remind ourselves of this great teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, khayru yawmin talat alayhi shamsu yawmul jumu'ah, that the best day that the sun has ever risen in is none other than this Mubarak and blessed day of Jummah. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us this tawfiq and this opportunity of witnessing this great and blessed day of Jummah. After thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this Jummah, this blessed day of Jummah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us another great opportunity of witnessing another month of Ramadan. It has now been approximately 1 week since the month of Ramadan has come to an end. But you find that when it comes to mankind, insan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created insan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created insan, لَقَدْ خَلَقَنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ Allah ta'ala created man in the most best of forms. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created mankind from clay and from earth. But you find man in himself, he depends upon water. And without water, man cannot survive. Whether it is a male, female, a small child, an old person, mankind in general cannot survive without water. Every single person upon earth, upon planet earth, is dependent upon water. And just like man and insan, animals, they cannot survive without water. Plants cannot survive without water. You find every single creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is dependent upon water. Ma'an tahura. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, ma'an tahura, that the water which comes down in the form of rain, every single mankind, every single person upon planet earth, whether it is an animal, whether it is the plants around us, the trees around us, man, woman, every single person is dependent upon water. So whenever there is the lack of water, and what is the lack of water? When there is no rain, we call it drought. Whenever there is drought, then man suffers, the animals around us, they also suffer, and the plants around us, they also suffer. So when man experiences the lack of water, when man experiences drought, then he experiences a lot of difficulty in his life. When it comes to his drink, then he finds it very difficult to find a good source of water to drink. We all know about a few years ago, a certain community in South Africa, when there was no water, then the water that was being derived, it was being derived with salt in it. So many people in that community, they were experiencing great difficulty in the source of their drink. They could not drink proper sweet water. So that was the difficulty which they were experiencing. Then when it comes to washing himself, when a person goes to the toilet, then so easily a person, he makes istinja. And alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala granted us this tawfiq, that alhamdulillah, with so much of ease and so much of asani, we go to the toilet and then we open the tap and alhamdulillah, the water comes out. So many countries, they do not have this ease. They do not have the accessibility of having ease of water coming out from the tap. So you find when it comes to washing ourselves, then also when it comes to wuzu, then we come for wuzu, alhamdulillah, we come to the masjid, we utilize the water that we have at our hands, it with so much of ease and with so much of asani. And when it comes to ghusl, this is something Allah Ta'ala had made it so much, Allah Ta'ala had made it so easy for us. You find many countries in the world, they make tayammum for wuzu and tayammum for ghusl. And then when it comes to cooking, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala had made it so easy for us. When it comes to a person, he washing his car also. Then this is also Allah Ta'ala made it easy for us. You find many towns in South Africa when they were experiencing difficulty and drought conditions, then there was water restrictions from the municipalities and they could not even wash their cars. And also, when there's lack of water, then remember, there's also shortage of food also. And when there's no water, then to irrigate the crops, there's much difficulty. And the price of meat and food, it escalates. So you find that water, mankind is dependent upon water. Every single person upon planet Earth, whether it is man, whether it is the plants around us, the animals around us, every single creation of Allah is dependent upon water. But there is another different type of drought. Lack of water is called drought. But there is another type of drought. There is another type of lack of water or lack of rain. And that is the drought of spirituality. And what is a drought of spirituality? It is when mankind, and especially insan and man and the Muslimin, when they lack piety and righteousness. The month of Ramadan, which had passed, it was a month of rain. But what rain? The rain of spirituality. It is that seasonal rain that comes once a year. And it rains. Allah Ta'ala showers down upon our hearts with hidayat, with rahmat, with barakat, with iman. Allah Ta'ala, with this month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala increases our iman. In this month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala increases us in the rahmat of His mercy. Allah Ta'ala increases us in this month of Ramadan. In hidayat, we become closer to Allah. In qurbat, we become closer to Allah. And many people and Muslimin are now guided to the straight path in this month of Ramadan. So during this month of Ramadan, the masajid were filled. You find for Fajr Salah, the masjid were full. And for Isha Salah, the masjid were full. Zuhr Salah, Asr Salah. You find around us, people were reciting the Quran Sharif. The tilawat of the Quran Sharif was buzzing. The masjids were buzzing. There was this hive of activity which was buzzing in the masjid. And people's hearts were pouring out with sympathy towards the poor. People were giving out their sadaqah. They were giving out their charity. They were giving out their lillah. They were giving out their zakat in the month of Ramadan. And this month of Ramadan which had passed, it was a month of fasting. It was a month of taqwa. So the month of Ramadan has come to an end. But the tilawat of the Quran Sharif has not come to an end. The month of Ramadan has come to an end. But it is not the month. It is not harking the end of sadaqah and zakat and charity. This month of Ramadan has come to an end, but Sawm and fasting has not come to an end. Because we can still fast. It is now the month of Shawwal. We should fast the sixth fast of Shawwal. Then also, the Ayyam of Bid, the 13th, the 14th, the 15th, a person should also fast, keep these fasts. Then also a person should fast the Sunnat fast of Monday and Thursday. Then also, we all know that a few weeks time, it will be the month of Dhul Hijjah. Then in the month of Dhul Hijjah, the first 9 days of Dhul Hijjah, we should fast the 9 days of Dhul Hijjah. So we understand that the month of Ramadan has come to an end, but it is not the end of Ibadat. It is not the end of Tilawat. It is not the end of Sadaqah. It is not the end of Zakat. It is not the end of fasting. And it is not the end of Tilawat of the Quran Sharif. So this month of Ramadan was a means. It was just a means for us to gain closeness and qurba to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it was a means of us increasing in taqwa to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mulana Imamul Hassan rahmatullahi alayhi, he says that spend your life like Ramadan. Every single day, whether it is the month of Ramadan or not, whether it is the month of Shawwal or Dhul Hijjah or Dhul Qa'dah or Rajab, any month it is, spend your life like Ramadan and Allah will grant you a debt like the day of Eid. Just like how on the day of Eid, every single person is joyous. Every single person is extremely happy and elated. Then the day you pass away, the day you leave this world, Allah will grant you a death like the day of Eid. Just like how on Eid you are so happy. It is such a joyous occasion and joyous moment for you. The day you leave this world, it will be a day of Eid for you. What this means is, just like how in the month of Ramadan, you are reciting the Quran Sharif, you are giving out charity, you are performing salah, you are giving out charity and zakat and sadaqah, then every single day out of the month of Ramadan, also do the ibadat of Allah. Also do those acts which will bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the question is, what is next after the month of Ramadan? After the month of Ramadan and has come to a completion, what is the next thing? What is the next thing after the month of Ramadan? So someone came to Bishr Hafi and they came to him and complained to him that, you know, the month of Ramadan has come to an end. There were some people, they were only worshipping Allah in the month of Ramadan. They would only come to the masjid in the month of Ramadan. They would only recite Quran Sharif in the month of Ramadan. Wallahi al-azim, there are people who after the month of Ramadan is over, they take the Quran, they kiss it, they put it in a juzdan, they tie up the juzdan, they put it on the shelf, with this intention that next year Ramadan, I will now take the Quran Sharif. So we understand, there are people, they only come to the masjid in the month of Ramadan. There are people, they only come to the masjid and they only give charity in the month of Ramadan. They only do ibadat in the month of Ramadan. They only recite tilawat in the month of Ramadan. So people, they came to Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi and explained to him that inna an-nasa yajtahiduna fi Ramadan ma la yajtahidu fi ghayri. There are people, they only worship Allah in the month of Ramadan. Besides the month of Ramadan, they don't worship Allah. They don't even remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi alayhi, he explains, بِئْسَ الْقَوْمُ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْرِفُونَ اللَّهَ حَقًّا إِلَّا فِي رَمَضَانِ. He says, how evil, how despicable, how disgusting are those people who only worship Allah in the month of Ramadan. And when it is not the month of Ramadan, they don't worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the ulama explain, we are not like chameleons. What is a chameleon? It is that type of lizard that blends its colors with the environment around it. And what is this? What does this mean? Is that we are not Muslims, seasonal Muslims. We change our colors. That now when it is the month of Ramadan, then we adopt that piety, that color of piety. And when there is an environment of deen, when it is that environment of piety around us, then we change our colors. And we become pious. And then we stay in itikaf. And then Allahu Akbar, we are doing so much of ibadat. But then when the month of Ramadan is over, those same brothers who are staying in Itikaf, you cannot even find them around the masjid. And out of the month of Ramadan, we show the colors of sin and guna. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from being like this. Once a sahabi, he came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for advice. And you find one of the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was jawami'ul kalim. Jawami'ul kalim means that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would speak very little. Very little he would talk. But he would speak in volumes. Whenever that little would come out of the Mubarak lips of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, volumes could be spoken upon those few little words which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would speak. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person, he comes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Oh Nabi Allah, give me advice." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, "Qul aamantu billah, thumma istaqim." After you believe in Allah, after you are a believer, and after you have done this ibadat of the month of Ramadan, ثم استقيم, then remain steadfast, remain firm in what you are doing, continue with what you are doing. The month of Ramadan, you are doing sadaqah, you are doing tilawat, you are doing ibadat. After the month of Ramadan, ثم استقيم, then also continue with the tilawat, continue with the ibadat, continue with the sadaqah. And they say in Arabic, there is a proverb in Arabic, al-istiqamatu fawqa alfi karamatin, that remaining firm, remaining steadfast in ibadat is greater, fawqa alfi, alfi, mi'ah means 100, alfi in Arabic means 1,000, is greater than 1,000 miracles. Remaining steadfast in those a'mal which you are doing in the month of Ramadan, after the month of Ramadan, is greater than performing 1,000 miracles. When there is a buzruk, when there is a person who is a pious person, and when he performs a miracle, example, he walks on water. Wallahi ladheem, there were people in the past, pious people in the past, they would walk on water. Allah granted them that ability and that karamat, that they, Allah granted them that ability of them walking on water. There were some buzruks, they could fly on air. And Hassan Basri, rahmatullahi alayhi, he would perform salah while his musalla was in the air. So, there were some buzruks, they could turn sand into gold. Wallahi lazim, greater than these miracles. And if you find every single person, he marvels at this, that how a buzruk can perform such a astonishing miracle. But you find greater than this is after the month of Ramadan. You continue with that ibadat. You continue with the tilawat. You continue with all those ibadat which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted you tawfiq of doing. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ, after the month of Ramadan, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, a person, he continues with that ibadat which Allah granted you tawfiq of doing in the month of Ramadan. تَتَنَزَّلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ, the angels, they come down upon that person who after the month of Ramadan is still continue with the ibadat. And Allah Ta'ala commands them, أَلَّا تَخَافُوا, explain to my bandas, explain to my servants, Allah takhafu, don't fear, wala tahzanu, and don't grieve, and wa abshiru bil jannah, and glad tidings of jannah for you. The ulama explain that these angels, they come down at three moments in a person's life. The first is at the time of death. The second is at the time when a person is put in the qabr, and then on the day of qiyamah. And the day of Qiyamah, these angels will come down and they will tell each and every servant who continued with that ibadat, that Allah takhafu, don't fear, don't grieve, and glad tidings of Jannah. Once Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tells her that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Ahabbul a'mali ilallah. Ahabbul a'mali ilallah, the most beloved of actions in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, adwamuha, are those actions which are done continuously. Whether it is a month of Ramadan or not, you are still doing that, you are still continuing with that ibadat. Wa in qalla, even though it is very little, even though that few adhkar which you are doing in the month of Ramadan, you continue after the month of Ramadan, wa in qalla, even though it is something very little, but if you continue with it, this is something very beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also when it comes to fasting, it doesn't mean that the month of Ramadan was the month of fasting only. Even the month of Ramadan, after it comes to an end, a person should continue with fasting. Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, من صام رمضان ثم أتبعه ستة من شوال كان كصيام الدهر. That who fasts in the month of Ramadan, then if he continues fasting after the month of Ramadan, and he continues it with 6 fasts of the month of Shawwal, and Allah Ta'ala will grant this person the reward. كَانَ كَصِيَامِ الدَّهْرَ Allah will guide you. So the ulama explain that how do we get the reward of fasting an entire year? So we all understand that whenever a person does any good deed, Allah Ta'ala increases the deed 10 times. So alhamdulillah, Allah granted us tawfiq of fasting 30 days in the month of Ramadan. So there we have 30 times 10 equals 300. Then following it up with 6 fasts of Shawwal, we have 6 times 10 is 60. 300 plus 60 is 360. And the lunar year in Islam is approximately 360 days. Allah Ta'ala will grant a person the reward of fasting an entire year if he fasts the 6 fasts of Shawwal. And how easy it is for us, that what we should do is to make this extremely easy, as they say in English, kill 2 birds with 1 stone. But you know, on a lighter note, you know, you have some people who are animal activists. They say, no, you mustn't use this. Because you know, what you are saying is that you should take a stone and kill a bird. So, what they say, instead of saying killing 2 birds with 1 stone, you should say, feed 2 birds with 1 scone. Then, some people, they say, you shouldn't say flog a dead horse. They say you should feed a fed horse. Then some people, they say, you know, there's that parable and there's that saying, take the bull by its horns. They say, no, you should take the flower by its thorns. So this is on a lighter note, but, you know, coming back to what we were saying, feed 2 birds with 1 scone. What this means is that we should fast every single Monday and every Thursday in Shawwal, and for the next 3 weeks, you should continue doing this. So that means every Monday and every Thursday. And we take 2 times by 3 equals 6. So there we have it. We will be granted the reward of fasting Mondays and Thursdays. And then also, we will be granted the reward of fasting the 6 days of Shawwal. So alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala granted us this tawfiq. We should take this tawfiq and we should take this maximum benefit of this month of Shawwal. You know, there is someone sent me something the other day, and there is a person, he said something very, very thought-provoking. He says that I sat next to an elder in the masjid. He sat next to an old person in the masjid. So I asked him, why the masjid is so empty? You know, the people, you know, the month of Ramadan, people were coming to the masjid. Why the masjid is so empty? Then that elder, that old person, he answers. He says, those who worshipped Allah in the month of Ramadan have left. Those who worshipped Allah in the month of Ramadan have left. And those who worship Allah in the rest of the year, they have stayed. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq of worshipping Allah, whether it is the month of Ramadan or whether it is any other month beside the month of Ramadan. May Allah ta'ala grant us tawfiq.